Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A lot of talk, obviously, in camp so far about the defensive mentality of this club and how it needed to improve. What's your takeaway from the first week and even these two games, just the way you guys have kind of grinded these two games?
It's the first I heard of that. I think we're obviously focusing on it, and it's something that we knew we needed to be better at from last year, and I think it's been a good step. But, two preseason games isn't enough to be happy about it. So we got to keep working on it and keep getting better.
What was your impression of Helenis, a 19-year-old kid coming in, a first-round pick, your first time that you had the opportunity to play with him? What are your first impressions of playing on a line with him and being out there with him?
I thought he was great. Obviously really skilled. He doesn't like empty nets. I found that out. I think he's going to be a really good player in this league for a long time. From what I've heard from him down in Rochester, he's obviously a great player, and it was good to see him out there, and it was fun to chat with him on the bench and get to know his game a bit more. And I think there's a lot of promise with him, so it was a good start.
How important is that veteran communication? I know with Yuri Kulik, very often on the bench, you would be sitting there communicating with him last year, and you were just saying you were doing it with him also. How important is that for a young kid?
Honestly, on the bench, there's not a ton. You don't want to get in their head. You don't want to try to talk too much. You got to just let them play the game. He knows how to play. He's a really good player. They've got enough thinking going on, just being up here as it is. So try not to talk too much on the bench, just little reminders, little things about my tendencies and, things we can keep working on. But it's more team-related stuff than it is individual. Trying to get him to change his game is not something I'm interested in doing. He's gotten here for a reason. He's a hell of a player, so just let him play his game and not think.
Jason, what do good teams accomplish in the preseason? Collective or the similarity between the years. When you're on good teams, what do they accomplish in these couple weeks?
It's mainly about just being on the same page, just knowing the system, getting into that game shape, into, using the preseason games to put yourself in tough situations. Obviously we had 6-on-5 tonight. Trying to learn those type of systems that you're going to get into a lot during the year, hopefully, and just try to shore those up.
Jason, in the final 5 minutes, what stood out about your team defensively in holding that 2-1 lead and killing off that penalty to Constantinos?
I think for me, I like just the aggressiveness. I think last year we had a tendency of sitting back a little bit and just trying to not let them score, which, seems like the right thing to do. But at the same time, you gotta stay aggressive. You just sit back and let them come in, in waves at you. It's going to be tough to defend. So I thought we did a better job staying aggressive, getting pucks out, making them have dirty pucks along the boards and get them out of our zone.
How do you build that into a team and, make it into a consistent point?
Hopefully keep putting yourselves in those positions so you keep learning it, keep practicing it in practice. Put ourselves in those positions as much as we can to continue to learn it.
Jason, at this point in your career, your off season in the summertime, does it change at all, or do you know what works and that's what you do in your off season?
I yell at my kids a lot more than I used to. They're a lot older and they start talking back now, and it's like, is that what you're referring to, or is this hockey?
It's great to hear though.
Hockey related thing. Okay. No, it doesn't change a whole lot. For me, it's summer for me is about spending time with my family and enjoying that time. But at the same time, it's about preparing for a season. And I think the only thing that's changed in my schedule is I wake up a lot earlier. I try to get my stuff done in the morning so I have the whole day with the family and be able to relax with them. Summer is as much of a mental break as it is physical, and I think it goes a long way for me.
Lindy mentioned that he feels like he just knows this group a lot better than he did 12 months ago, and it took him longer than he thought to get to that point. What have you noticed that's maybe different from him or, this training camp than last year so far?
I think there's always things that you can keep growing with familiarity, from the coaching staff to the team. I think we know what to expect with him. There's some things that we've kind of changed from team to, coaching staff as far as communication goes and things of that sort that I think will shore things up for us. Better communication and overall, just being on the same page from coaching staff to the entire team as far as the system goes, as far as what we need to do on a night-to-night basis. Anytime there's a new coach, there's going to be a learning curve there. And I think, it was really good for us to learn with Lindy last year. He's a guy that likes to change things up in games. He really likes to make adjustments. And that was a learning curve for us. And so now it's something we expect. But at the same time, I think he's trying to get us on the same page earlier so that we know what these adjustments are going to be and why we're making those adjustments at certain points in games. So when we get into these situations later, we're more prepared for it.
What about Kesselring in this lineup?
He's going to bring a lot. I really enjoyed watching him when I played with him in Arizona. He's a really good young player. Plays aggressive. He's fast. He's skilled. He's not afraid to get in there and play a physical game, play a dirty game in the corners and be in those puck battles. So I think he's going to be a huge asset to us.
What was your perspective and viewpoint on Benny's pass to Tage?
I didn't think, he had that in his game, to be honest. But Benny's a phenomenal player. He makes great plays. I think he's learning that Tomer's always open. It was a great play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.